calling the Tri-City TipsNet, calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave and I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. The net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TipsNet is a directed net, a directed open net. That means we'll call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events or items of interest. Third, there's an opportunity for those wishing to swap, sell, or seeking amateur radio related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, say, "This is," release the push-to-talk button, and listen to ensure that no one else is called the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and note that you either have a comment or a question. Let me reset. This is Dave, K1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening, here is Hello Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. Kevin, located in Norwich, don't have any questions to bring up at this time, but you never know.
This is Alpha November, Jim in Galesbury, no questions at this time. November Kilo, 1 Victor, Steve, Coventry. No questions yet.
Alright, well so far I have K6PDG Kevin. I have Tim, but I missed your call sign because doubled a little bit with Steve. So, if I could, Tim, if I could get your call sign, please.
sign is Alpha Delta 7 Alpha November.
Okay, I think I have it, AD7AN. All right, very good. And good evening to Steve, NK1V. Any further check-ins for the TIFFNET this evening? All right, well, very good. So far, we have no questions brought up by our check-ins. And I didn't bring a lot to the table tonight. I've been rather busy, so haven't had a lot of time to think about things to talk about. So at the moment, we'll just get on to the list and see if anybody has any general comments or chit-chat, and it might stir something up. K6PDG, go ahead. This is K1DCT in the TIFFNET.
Well, good evening, Dave and Lynette, and maybe some more folks will check in shortly. Mentioned for Tim's benefit, your signal is quite noisy. We're able to copy, of course. I don't know if you're on a portable radio in HT. You may want to see if you can find a better spot or increase power. Or leave it right the way it is and it'll be okay and copyable. But if you move a few inches, if you're on an HT, it might drop out. So just to let you know, your signal's a little bit weak and hashy there. Well, like you, Dave, I've had a fairly busy day. Haven't had a chance to think of what I might want to bring up as a topic or ask a question about. So let's just pass it around and see where it goes. I suppose one thing that comes to mind is there a way we could grow this net and interest more folks in checking in? It's great to have the regulars that we do have, and we don't want them to stop coming aboard. But is there a way we could attract more folks to a great forum like this where we talk about ham radio topics for most of the time anyway? KA6PDG, back to net.
Oh, very good, Kevin. Yeah, it does, you know, we do have the regulars, and it's always nice, but you're right, it's, it seemed like it kind of started with the regulars. What's it been? Has it been 2 years? 1 year? I don't know. Fun flies when you're doing time, so you know, it doesn't seem like we get a lot of variety of check-ins. It's, you know, kind of brings some different perspectives. But, well, let's count Tim's a relatively new check-in, although that, I'm under the impression he only arrived here a little while ago. Tim, you have any general comments for the net? 87AN, K1DCT.
K1DCT in the net, this is 87AN. Hopefully my signal is better. I'm not sure what it might have been. I haven't used this in a while. Maybe I've got a bad antenna connection. But I'd appreciate any comments on what I sound like now. Shook things up a little bit on the back of the radio, and maybe that'll make a difference. It's a brand new radio, and we're putting out not much power, about 2 watts. But I got a full-length antenna on the side of the boat here on this beautiful night. Just watch the sunset, and the water's quite calm. Nice night. All right, this is AD7AN, back to net.
All right, very good. Yeah, I mean, there is a little noise in there, but you were 100% copy. Even I didn't have any difficulty. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing as long as it works. And, yeah, it's been a very nice days, nice nights, weather-wise, which is a little off-topic for this net, although a lot of people into Sky One and some of those things, so weather is always a topic. But very good. Glad you checked in. Let's go out and see if Steve has any general comments, or maybe has come up with a question, and possibly by then I might have stirred things around a bit in my brain and see if I can come up with something. So over to you, Steve, NK1B, K1DCT, and the Tipsman.
NK1B here. Several things. Tim, yes, you're completely readable. You have what I would call a white noise in the back, but for 2 watts out on the water, maybe explainable. But you were, I understand everything you said. So far as the net growing, I don't actually have advice on it, but I am a advocate of this net. One, because the I think it's a good setup. It's a it's not a traffic net, and I think sometimes some people use the traffic nets as a not really what they're for. So this is a net which gives ample opportunity to discuss technical topics and even not so technical topics. I do also like the time of this net. I'm get up at 3:30 in the morning, and most of the other nets, it's just it ain't happening. It's not this is a perfect time for me. So anything I can do to support or increase it, I will be more than willing to. Let me reset. And I have been, let's see, last night I was working on, I do a lot of stuff with scanners and stuff also. I'm a junkie for listening in on all kinds of stuff, and I struggle to keep an organized list of frequencies between different style scanners, and like I'll use my FT7900 in the car as a scanner. I'll put a bunch of frequencies in without transmit frequencies and stuff, and use that sometimes, and because they're great with all the banks and stuff, and a couple handhelds and different varieties, and I'm actually compiling a list, and it's not really a exportable, importable list, because I struggle with that too, just in Excel, just to keep them organized. But that was quite stressful trying to do that. That stuff just drives me nuts, numbers. I don't do well with numbers. So what I did do tonight though, let me reset one more time. I assembled version 2 of my projectile firing pneumatic cannon, reduced in size and much more ergonomically correct, and took a few more ideas from a few more people, and had purchased most of the items a couple weeks ago and did a little bit of prefab here and there, and tonight I did an assembly and just like a pressure testing and valve testing kind of thing, and everything is just looking great, and so I'm pretty excited about that. I gotta pick up a couple little trinkets to finish it off, but I don't know if anybody's ever done. I know that I've actually bought enough stuff that hopefully I can produce a couple of them and maybe unload them at a reasonable price, assuming that they pass all my stringent safety inspections and such. Hi. Back to net, NK1B.
Oh, very good, Steve. Let's see. Yeah, scanners. I'm into scanners. I have a lot of stuff. And one way I like to organize, most of them have at least 20 channels per bank these days. So I always make those first 20 the 20 that I always want to listen to. And then I'll usually categorize them after that. The second bank will be, say, fire, and the third bank will be, law enforcement, and the next one might be aviation, and kind of do it like that. But sometimes things get busy, and you want to be able to punch those buttons and get down to, the bare minimum. So that's my thought on scanner organization. But in my 2-meter mobile and my 2-meter handhelds, I have lots of the high band stuff plugged in there to listen in on, because it's good to know what's going on. So And five visits on the launcher. That's always a fun thing to talk about is, you know, how do you get that rope up over that branch? And that could very well be a topic sometimes, but I think we'll save it. So at this point, I will ask for other check-ins before I introduce some pathetic topic. Are there any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net? Please come now with your call sign. Alrighty, well, I guess it's four of us here. So, anyway, I ran into, it's not truly amateur radio, but it is radio. I happened to find myself today in the metropolis of Jewett City. And I noticed as I went by one of the buildings, something called Wolverine Radio. And it was 16:90 a.m. So, I'll go to Kevin first for two reasons. He probably knows all about this. And second, he's the next one on, he's the top of the list. So, K6BDG, K1DCT, and the Tipsman.
Alrighty, K6PDG and the Fortuitous Foursome, or the Thrifty Three, others than me, or something like that. Very good, Dave, good comments all around. And what I was thinking earlier about growing than that, I think if wintertime ever gets here, we'll probably see check-ins pick up too. With all this nice weather, people are out enjoying it. Of course, we have the mosquitoes to contend with. As far as Wolverine Radio, yeah, I'm very familiar with them. I know the owner. And they do a really great job at what they do. And that was not tongue-in-cheek. They really do a good job. They are on the internet also. You can get them streaming. And what they're doing is they're broadcasting on the AM band under Part 15 of the FCC rules, which is something I have done. When I first started the internet station that I now run, we were broadcasting on 1700 AM for, you know, basically downtown Norwich, although the signal was heard as far away as exit 79A up 395 when we had an exit 79A. Oh, it's legal, 100 milliwatts, all that jazz, and you can use multiple antennas in a certain manner, and it's fun, and it's, like I say, legal. Let me reset. Discontinued doing that because I lacked the necessary help with maintaining the transmitter and the antenna and getting it set up, and found that if I was going to exert a lot of energy, it probably was better spent with the internet, and we're doing pretty well with that focus. But yeah, Wolverine is great. A lot of people know about it, and they're wonderful for the community. I haven't listened in a while, but they're very very community based. Let's see, Tim, whatever you rattled or wiggled, it did improve it. You were probably 55 or 60% quieting before, and now you're about 90 or 95% quieting. With 2 watts, we would expect a little bit of white noise in the background, and that's what you have, but it's much improved from your first transmission, and you've got a little geography between you and the repeater, so 2 watts probably isn't going to give you a full quieting signal. But then again, we're supposed to use the power that we need to communicate and no more. So I'd say you're doing fine at this point. And I wanted to comment on traffic nets, but I'll save that for the next transmission. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. This is K1DCT, the net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TIPSnet. Yeah, as far as growing the net, we have three clubs in the immediate area, so, and I know up in Steve's area, there's another club that operates out of there, and has a repeater in the Lebanon, Willimantic border area, so I'm sure a lot of people up that way could get into this repeater without any problem. Maybe they just don't even know it exists, so that way a little bit, if we get on the Connecticut shoreline, the next club probably quite a ways away, and I guess we'll just have to talk it up more with the locals and see if we can stir the pot a little bit. So let's get out and see if what else Steve has to say. NK1B, K1DCT.
NK1V, did we miss Tim? AD7AN?
Thank you, Steve. I apologize, Tim. I was glancing over the top of my glasses and I missed you. So let's see what Tim has to say about all this. 87AN, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1DCT, AD7AN. I turned up my power one more notch. Maybe I'm 5 watts now, I don't know. Hopefully that improves it a little bit. And that's interesting about the station. I walked over to my AM radio and see if I could hear it, but there was too much noise here on that particular frequency. And part 15 rules, that's, I looked into that a long time ago, but there used to be rules where you could do FM at very low wattage, and it was basically for just some kind of local information, and I stopped giving out those licenses for that, so I'm not sure for the AM portion of the band how that all works, and if those licenses are still available, or if you don't need a license, or what. I think that's quite interesting. That could be something that would be useful in a very small community. Kind of a good idea. Well, that's my thoughts on that topic. So back to net, AD7AN.
All right, yeah, very good, Jim. Yeah, it's obvious that part 15, very low power. Because I could, once I left the metropolis of Jewett City, I didn't hear anything the whole time except a ticking noise on that particular frequency. But something else could have been amiss. But, anyway, now to Steve. I mentioned you and then I just jumped right to you, so, oh well, that's what happens when you're not thinking ahead. Over to you, Steve, NK1B, K1DCT.
K1V, and I try not to think at all, guys. yeah, those little radio stations, let's go out to try and get a listen. I don't think I've ever tried the AM radio in my pickup truck, but I do know that my 7100 that is in my truck has actually quite good AM reception. So next time I'm down there, and also, actually I don't have a radio in my work truck other than the 2 meter. I'm not a big fan of commercial radio stations. It's just a bunch of nothing. If I want to listen to music or something, I'll usually use my phone and whatever thing I subscribe to or choose to listen to, or I have already on my phone kind of thing. I don't like the other stuff being jammed at me. That just really does nothing. So that's cool. I'll have to check that out next time I'm down there. I might even try from here, see if I can beam in on it a little bit. That's always good. It's a lot of work to do something like that. I'm sure they don't have big funding or anything like that, and as Kevin knows, you know, that can be tricky to keep something like that running. What else did I have on this round? I think that's going to be it on this round, so I will pass it on. Back to that, NK1B.
All right, very good. This is K1DCT in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. At this time, we're looking for additional check-ins. If you'd like to check in, please come now with your call sign. And note if you have any question or comment. All right, well, going to be probably a short net tonight. But, you know, since I brought up the topic of AM and we're talking, kicking around a little bit, and I do agree, Steve, there's a lot of stuff that's out there, although I don't, I do subscribe to Pandora, which I can listen to on my phone, obviously, but if I'm out and about, which is fairly often, but very short trips, you know, I'll bounce around between some of the local AM and FM stations. But also, and Kevin made me think of this when he talked about winter. Not that I'm in any hurry for it, but one of the few good things about winter is AM radio, because you can. Everything's cooled down and settled down. You can really start to pick up some of those DX, if you will, AM stations. You know, I'll be listening to WBAL out of Baltimore. As clear as what you can hear a local station, sometimes better. So I wonder if anybody else spends any time seeking out long-range AM radio broadcast. It's kind of fascinating to see where you can hear. Let's get on to Kevin, K6PDG. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do. I love DXing the AM band. And just a couple of Part 15 comments before I go to that. You do not need a license under Part 15 now. They do have LPFM, low power FM now. That's a lottery license system. You do have to have an FCC license for that. You also have Travelers Information Service stations, TIS, and you have to be licensed for those. Those go up to 10 watts, I think. The Part 15 stuff, at least on AM, is 100 milliwatts. As far as FM, the FCC really tightened the rules on that about 2000. I do happen to have an FM transmitter that's grandfathered under the rules because it was built before and type accepted before 2000. But yeah, they've kind of limited that. That doesn't go too far anymore. And part15.us is one website you can look at, part15.us. And there's a bunch of others. Just type in part15 low power broadcasting and you'll find a bunch of Google hits there. DXing the AM band. Yep, I've always been into that. One time when I was in high school, I actually, from Connecticut, I was living in Danbury at the time, I was actually able to pull in KFI in Los Angeles. Let me reset here. Always amazed me what a wonderful signal WTIC in Hartford has down in Florida in the morning. You can listen to the traffic reports and the Rayman and all their programming. They really zip right down the East Coast. But yeah, I like doing that, and sometimes we'll listen to KDK in Pittsburgh, or WLS in Chicago, or what is it, WLW, I think. I think Cincinnati or Cleveland, and WWL is New Orleans. Anyway, it is fun to do, particularly at night. Unfortunately, nowadays, of course, so much programming is syndicated, canned, if you will, that you tune across the dial and you're hearing the same program on a dozen different stations, but I guess that's just the way things are right now. Let's see. Let me quickly do my TrafficNet comment. Steve, I do not take exception to your comment at all. I loudly hear where you're coming from. But I will, at least in this instance, stick up for TrafficNets, because most of the time what they do very well is they handle any traffic that they have, and there's not as much of it these days, but they handle any traffic that they have right away, and then they go into a comment section. And I'm sure you've heard the TrafficNets on HF, and they all pretty much do that like we do on our local traffic nets, or even the section traffic nets. They'll get the traffic moved, and then they'll go for a round of comments, as they say. And I think it does provide a service, because it gives a place for hams to check in the evening, whether they want to socialize or test their equipment or put out some information of general interest or whatever. So, I think when you had more traffic and traffic nets were busier, maybe you had a little less of the informal stuff, and it was pretty much handle the traffic and, okay, we're out of time, so everybody have a good night, thanks for being here. Whereas now you do hear more time spent with the informal comments. But to each their own, and it does provide a service. But I hear what you're saying there, Steve, and I know you weren't being negative. You were just making an observation. But I think they do provide a worthy service just by virtue of being on the air. KA6PDG, back to you, Dave.
Kevin, thanks for all the comments about the 415 and traffic nets, and glad I'm not the only radio geek that sits here at night and tunes around on my R75 looking for stations. And yeah, there's a couple of stations in Philly. You mentioned one was a KDA. There's also a KYW. So it's a three-letter call. And they're both Ks that are on the wrong side of the Mississippi. So back when they were assigning call signs, shall we say, willy-nilly. So anyway, just fun stuff. Let's see if Tim's got that AM radio tuned up and trying to find anything interesting. Or any comments about anything been said so far? Or jump in with something fresh. 87AN, K1DCT.
K1DCT in the net, 87AN. Yeah, I've always liked to do AM DXing. I used to live out west, and I had always old cars with AM radios in them. And you'd be driving through the desert on a trip that's at night, and you could just take that little AM radio and turn the dial. You know, the kind with the five buttons? And you could hear all kinds of different stations, and that would keep you awake if you were driving at night. Just kind of band scan there. I still do it a little bit, and you've inspired me. Maybe I'll try
by tonight, because I think that when the band is low like it is right now, and there's not a lot of solar activity, AM does better, especially if it's quiet. And I think it's pretty quiet tonight. It might be a good night to try that. Well, back to net, AD7AM.
Oh, very good. Geez, I thought I was alone all this time. And lo and behold, other people do this. So, it's always been fascinating. I can remember as a kid, you know, at night, you woke up, and it was the middle of the night, and for whatever reason, you couldn't get back to sleep, spelling test the next day was haunting you. Turn on the radio, and I was always amazed of what you could pick up. You know, like I said earlier, you know, if you listen to something out of Baltimore or Cleveland or Pittsburgh, and it's like, wow, you know. But you know, the local station in town at night, they went so low. We had light bulbs that were brighter than that. So just, I don't know, just another facet of the radio hobby. There's so many, you know, I guess you don't always have to be transmitted. That's one way to think about it. So let's see what Steve, he's probably got something all tuned up there and got pulling in some stations from, Canada or something by now. And K1B, K1DCT in the tips net.
NK1V. Actually, the radio I'd be using is the one I'm speaking on, so that would be a little bit tricky doing both. I've done some shortwave listening and stuff, you know, around the 40 meter band, you know, above and below that and stuff. And I do have a comment on the whole winter, in which, you know, I'm not really looking forward to in general, but I, even with FM repeater stuff, in my location, I probably, once the leaves are gone, maybe get one third more repeaters I can reach, and probably at like half the power, I can cut my power way down, and I can get a lot more things in Western Connecticut and stuff. What else do I have? Oh, yeah, so the traffic nets. Yeah, Kevin, I completely agree. You know, it's that most of, especially the eastern one, is handled very well. And actually, I don't know if anybody has listened in on the Bears lately. They've been doing a really good job trying to reinvigorate their traffic net. It's too late for me, but I do catch it on occasion, bit to bit, and I have not been able to check in because it's just too late. But they're actually making a strong effort to get that up and going again. And yeah, when the work is done, and I actually really like the way on EastCon we do the training stuff, and especially if there's low traffic. Let me reset. When there's low traffic volume to go over things like that, because it's especially for newcomers, maybe not, as I, when I was new, had no clue what those things were. Figure out what's actually going on a traffic and what its main purpose is. And yes, it does have a purpose of getting people to chat, but nets like this one, and which is a tactical net, but a real good one, for example, is the Race On one on Sunday nights. That thing is great. I wish there was more of that stuff going on. I go to Horizontal Engineers, I forget what night that's on. I cannot hit the actual repeater that it's on, and the link with the Race On one, I struggle to make that work from my location. So I do listen in on that sometimes, but I haven't checked into that one either. But that's a good one, a good example of just a nice chat net. So yeah, that being said, I think we're on the same page, and I will pass it on. NK1V.
Oh, very good, Steve. Thanks for all your comments. The Horizontal Engineers, that's a good chat net. Although last few times I've listened, stir up a topic. Outside of that, let's take a little break here and see if there are any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tip stand. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Please come with your call sign now. Good afternoon, John. Good to hear you. I figured it was probably about that time. I don't know how long you've been listening. If you have any comments, we've talked about scanners and AM radio DXing, traffic nets. I'm probably missing a couple because I didn't write them all down. But we'll give you an instant service. You can come in and comment away. K1DCT in the tip stand.
Yeah, well, I did hear the scanner part, and then I took a shower and probably missed the other parts. I actually am really into scanning, I think a lot of people know. I still have and still use the original Bearcat 780. That's an old radio. It's good radio. I listen to primarily Groton Fire Alarm in the city of Groton, PD, just because, well, that's pretty much all I can get on VHF right now. I can't do any external antennas, so I just monitor those two channels. And that's about it. So I'll pass it back to Ned, and thanks for taking my check-in. And I hope everybody has a good evening. I'll talk to everybody later, probably on the ECTN. This is W1JOP.
Hi, John. Well, sorry you can't get any outside antennas up. I think a lot of us, have scanners or either came from scanners and got into amateur radio or, it's like a tree, it's continually growing branches and there's always something new to explore. Good to hear you. Always welcome to have you pop in. So at this time, unless anyone has any final general comments, I'm going to move into the announcement section of the net. Does anyone have any additional comments about anything we've talked about previously? Please call now.
6 PDJ.
Kevin, go ahead with your comments.
I'll move fast here. I know it's about quarter till. Just a couple of comments on AM and FM. One of the things that's always a challenge to AM radio is the power lines, and we have so many more of those nowadays. I know here in Norwich and a lot of places you drive down the street, and it's like driving under a big network of spider webs with all the wires. That's always an issue, too, for the low power broadcasters. The other thing that's interesting, I don't know if some folks might be aware of, and this is Radio Geek talking. This is not political speak. But one of the things that happened under the Obama administration, and I don't know, it may still be going on, but the FCC started not renewing clear channel licenses. So you'd have 50,000-watt clear channels like KGO in San Francisco, and I think maybe WCBS was one, et cetera, et cetera. And they've kind of done away with that. So a lot of those frequencies are now shared. On the FM side of things, just real quick, friends a little project. Next time you hear a lot of ducting, you hear a band opening on 2 meters where there's a lot of tropospheric ducting, and you're hearing repeaters from Massachusetts and New York and Pennsylvania and stuff, take your FM radio and tune around, and it's very interesting that you very often will hear far away FM stations, say in Boston or up in Vermont or even down as far as Baltimore and Washington on your FM radio, particularly if you have a halfway good antenna when the band is open. Hi, hi. End of my remarks, KA6PDG.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin. Because I have noticed, you know, I've got the out in the mobile, got the 2 meter radio in scan mode, and all of a sudden I'm picking up a repeater, and I'm hearing some people, and none of the call signs sound familiar, and it's a little ducting going on, and then on the additional to that, I noticed the FM station that I like to listen to out of Rhode Island is almost unable to copy. You know, it's so jumbled up. It's fun stuff, all this radio. Is there anyone who has any additional comments about anything that Kevin said or I just said? Please call now.
Here is QO0, Juliet Echo Bravo. Wait, check in. No questions.
All right, good evening, Josh. Good to get you in here. At this point, though, I'll give you a couple of minutes to make any quick comments about anything you might or might not have heard. This is K1DCT in the Tippsnet.
K1DCT, K0JB. Unfortunately, I just turned the radio on, so I'll wait until the recording gets put on Kevin's website there, and I'll go back and listen to what I missed. Hope everybody had a good evening, and I just got home from work, so back to you, Dave. K1DCT, this is K0JB.
All right, very good. Just wanted to give you a little opportunity there to jump in. So with that, we will move into the second section. Are there any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest for the general amateur community? Please call now. This is K1DCT in the Tippsnet.
K0JB with an announcement.
All right, Josh, very good. Go ahead with your announcement.
All right, thanks, Dave. K0JB. Friendly reminder, October 26th, we'll be having the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club annual auction at the Gales Ferry Firehouse, which is at 1772 Route 12 in Gales Ferry, Connecticut. If anybody needs help with directions, you can look me up on QRZ and send me an email. Doors open at 8 o'clock for sellers to set up, and it opens up for browsing and inspection at 9 a.m. Thank you. K1DCT, this is K0JEB.
All right, very good. Thank you, Josh. Yeah, that's gonna, you know, it's gonna come up here quick. It's from this weekend, gonna be 4 weeks, and so start cleaning out your shed, garage. You know, find out what's behind that shelf that you put there 30 years ago. In my case, and has never seen the light of day. So, are there any other announcements at this time? Please call. All right, I'll just throw a couple items in. I know tomorrow morning is a ham breakfast at 7 o'clock at Old Times in Norwich. For those that either don't work or work a different shift or something. And Saturday there's also a ham breakfast, whose time I don't remember because I've never gone. But it's at the Montville Diner on Route 32, pretty much across the street from Montville Hardware. So if somebody knows the time, you can feel free to jump in here. K1DCT.
O'clock Saturday mornings at the Uncasville Diner, K6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin. So, I guess there's a good gathering there. Like I said, I personally have never made it. Saturday morning seems to, got things to, places to be, people to do, all that kind of stuff. So, are there any further announcements? All right, we'll move into the third section, which is swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. The only thing I have is from Tim, and unfortunately I've forgotten the call sign, but the fellow that belongs to Gale's Ferry Firehouse that helps us get the haul, he's still looking for a 2-meter radio with a remote head, so he can, he's got a new van, and there's enough room to mount a control head, but not an entire radio. So if anybody has one that maybe they're not using, because I think the price point was also going to be an issue. So if anyone has one, then get a hold of Tim, and he can hook you up. KZ1TWR. Anyone else out there seeking, looking, wanting to give away any amateur-related equipment, please call now. This is K1DCT in the tip set. Stools up on the bar, start sweeping up, so this is going to be last call for the Tipsnet, Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango.
This is Whiskey Alpha 1, Italy, Kilowatt, Norway, 6 Marvel, Grunt, negative information.
All right, Dave, very good. Glad you got in here. Cutting it a little close, but go ahead.
Nah, nothing heavy down here in Groton. Pick up my granddaughter from, of all things, driver education classroom. God save us.
All right, Gil, hey, you're doing a good deed there, so. All right, Well, that was last call for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club PIP set. I want to thank all those that checked in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club PIP set, and for those that stood by while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has a meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031, that's 1031, Route 32 in Monville. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. We thank John W1AN for the use of his repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good night and 7-3.